Paraprosdokians. Paraprosdokians, have you ever in your lifetime come across this monster of a word? Well, I hadn't until I lay my hands on Karanthapa's Sunday Sentiments, Twist in the Tail, in Hindustan Times, on the New Year's Day. Karan, I think, couldn't have said Happy New Year in a better way. He claims he got that word from Wikipedia and warns us not to try to find this word in Oxford Dictionary simply because it's not there. Then he says this monster is a figure of speech in which the second half of a phrase or sentence strikes you with surprise not expected. It can be a witty dig, and he most enjoys paraprosdokians when they are used as a put down. He cites Speedy Woodhouse's description of a fat woman. She looks as though she's been poured into her clothes and forgot to say when. I don't know, but I found Guy de Maupassant's description of a fat woman, delineation of a fat woman, better when he wrote describing a very fat woman. She never stopped eating except to talk, and never stopped talking except to eat. I don't really know if this will pass for a paraprosdokian, but I'm also reminded of an Urdu couplet. Mane burana aap, to bas itna pooch loon, kis tarah se in kapdon ke andar ghusi hain aap. The meaning is, if you don't mind, can I ask you, how on earth did you manage to get into these clothings of yours? This might pass for a paraprosdokian because the surprise element, and a witty one as well, comes in the second half and almost at the end in the word ghusi, entered or barged in. Imposing entry. But you'll find this element in most of the Urdu couplets in which the qafiya, that is the rhyming word before the radif, that is the refrain consisting of one or more words, nearly always carries the punch with surprise and wit. Also in the examples of typical English humor, I think it is the same. Here I am reminded of Dryden and the venom in the tail of a scorpion. I think this trend or style has always been there, but the name paraprosdokian might in the near future be a welcome import from Wikipedia into the current dictionaries. Karan gives many examples of paraprosdokian, like Groucho Marx's parting comment to his hostess, "I've had a perfectly wonderful evening, but this wasn't it." In my opinion, Karan, it's silly rather than witty. The other one goes like this: our quarrels are a case of mind over matter. I don't mind if he doesn't matter. It's an old one, isn't it? But I like the one related to Churchill. Karan writes, Churchill was one of the few politicians who used paraprosdokians to great effect. Often the United States was his target. You can always count on the Americans to do the right thing after they have tried everything else. Here, Churchill is a very superb, and you will like the stroke right away. But did he know the name of the stroke? Was he aware it was paraprosdokian? Come on, Karan. I can see through the effect of a spirit on the New Year Eve well before you took it. Is it paraprosdokian?